and go right to today's news with the placing Blaine and Laurent Robinson on injured reserve due to the pretty significant injuries on with both of them. Just thought this was the right thing for us, and that way we can get a couple players up that can be here and start practicing with us for this game, this important game, this third division game in a row, and get the healing process on both of them going much quicker as well.
When did you get word on Blaine?
Yesterday.
Is it pretty significant? Is
it? It's long enough. I mean, it would be, again, getting into the long enough that we thought, looking at it, especially with having the shoulder that he's had to play with for a number of weeks, which also was a significant injury, that we thought at this time this might be the best way to get him back earlier in the offseason, OTAs. You know, the earlier we can take care of him, the earlier we're going to get him back. And that had a lot to do with why we did what we did.
Torn labrum?
Shoulder.
What is Jamerson? It's like in here.
It's a forearm injury. I mean, I'm not going to get technical with it, but it's something more serious than, I mean, if I'd have known about it Monday, I would have told you guys then. I didn't think it was as serious as it was until after, he was looked upon by Dr. Andrews and got the message yesterday how serious it was.
Would he go up to Birmingham yesterday?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. And surgery possibility, you can't mention that possibility.
With a shoulder, yes.
No, I mean, not forearm, so
no. No, not that I'm aware of.
No shoulder.
Like, if you would have known the significance of Gabbert's injury Monday, would you have maybe put the quarterback switch on the injury as opposed to performance?
I don't know. I wish I'd have.
Any regrets about?
No. No, I think I've been pretty upfront about everything we've done. And again, it was just a lot of it, except for that shoulder. No, did not have the information up until yesterday, but I'm not sure how to handle it. It is what it is.
If Henny plays well in the next six games, is he the quarterback going in next season?
I would say when the season was over with, I could probably say yes, based on finishing the year that way.
Mm-hmm. So he's got a chance to win a job then?
Sure. They all do. Every player does. Mm-hmm. Every game they play, they have a chance to either keep their job or earn their job. Every player.
But as the quarterback.
I know, it's special.
It gets more attention.
It does. Sure, it does. Absolutely understand that.
Now, there were those of us who have been questioning why this wasn't made about 2 3 weeks ago.
Because even though that's the position everybody looks at, it's not just that position. It's everybody has to play a part in why we're at, and we've made some changes. Just like we'll continue to do that if we feel like we need production in different positions, we'll do the same thing. But it wasn't one sole position. This is why we are where we're at, and they all need to help each other be more productive.
Gabbert played better than Henny in the offseason. It was pretty evident to us in the preseason. Is it taking a little while to catch up in terms of missing last year and new offense, all that stuff?
I don't know. You got a full game in there. I mean, he got in there early. Wasn't like the Oakland game, about halfway through it. And the Oakland game wasn't like this game. He was very productive. Got probably the same amount of reps back as he did then. Just came out and made a lot of things happen. And that's what we're looking for, is trying to find the production that's going to help us win a game.
With Ron going on IR, who has the opportunity now to play a bigger role?
Well, Kevin Elliott, that he plays X. He'll have to step up. We're making a couple different signings. We're signing Brennan Shipley as well. So we're gonna give a couple of guys opportunities to line up out there. and see who takes advantage of it.
How big of a concern is it with Robinson? This is now four. And
obviously, very, very serious. I mean, three, any concussion is serious, but to have four is very, and I'm not sure of any other cases of that, but I know that's not a good thing, to be honest. It's not a, not something we want to deal with for him, mm-hmm. with his health. That's, so that's why we did what we did. That is a significant injury.
Concussion never came back from it last year. It's a possibility that you know. Like you said, nobody knows, right?
Right. You never. That's again. I don't want to. I don't know if you can compare those kind of injuries. Or just. I think each guy is different. I mean, you hopefully can come back from it, but I don't know. You know, Clint hasn't yet.
You said one guy doesn't make a difference, but you put that one guy in the quarterback, Sunday, it'll look like a whole different team.
Well, I thought our guys made some more plays down the field, definitely down the field. Was it because of Chad? Chad played a part in it. I think our guys made some plays, which we haven't made in the past. He played good. He did. But I think some of the other guys played better, too. I mean, I thought our offensive line played their best football game. Okay, I thought they played their most physical game. They were playing that way the first seven plays of the game. When Blaine was in there, Blackman had a nice completion on the first play of the game for a deep ball down the middle. There's you'd like to think it's that. I mean, if that's it and that's going to help us, then that's why we made the change. But a lot of guys played better in that game, especially offensively. Experience. Experience being here and being on the field, even if it was a preseason game, even what phase of the game, being in live games, starting real NFL games, really just the experience. Because John Parker has done an outstanding job for us here. I mean, really has. And I had him in Atlanta. His time is coming. It's just not this week.
So Jordan will definitely be number two outside.
Yes.
So Elliot looks like he'll be starting.
No, Laurent wasn't starting. Cecil had it was. If you go, to, it depends on the personnel grouping, but they'll be based on the number of wide receivers in there. Elliot will have a role in that personnel grouping.
Like one more question, going back to Monday, before even you Gavin was out. Why is winning more important than evaluating the guy you drafted? Not you, the guys you drafted.
I think we evaluate every single day. We evaluate. I just kept the developmental squad out there after the walkthrough to tell them the same thing. You know, some guys are that have been with us the whole year are getting bypassed, and we're bringing in some veterans that have some game experience. You know, but I let them know every play of every day that you're here, they're evaluated to see why you're here. And that's every player. I mean, evaluation goes on constantly. It's a constant thing. It's from the coaching staff. It's from the, from Gene on that side. We're constantly evaluating these guys, what they can do. But winning is why we're here. Let's get that straight. That's the reason I was brought here. That's why the staff is here. And that's why all these players are here. It's about winning. But evaluation isn't going to change because we're where we're at. It doesn't get greater because where we're at. It's great all the time. Because you're constantly trying to improve, regardless of what your record is.
What's in the back of your mind that, you know, if this kid doesn't play better against Houston, maybe it'll be time for change?
No. I mean, I was just, again, going to evaluate how he played, and we felt, you know, if I felt like we could get better production from Chad, I would have done it. Yes.
What do you think his development won't be hurt by the fact that he'll miss 400 snaps?
I think obviously you can't replace that by any means, but I think when he comes back and has a chance to watch from afar, you know, from everything from when you walk in the building to everything in the practice, you know, I think it's going to be there are going to be some pluses that he can actually get out of this by watching Chad, who's got a number of starts, and I think there's going to be some pluses that come out of this as well.
Mm-hmm.
playing back at home, is there anything you do to try to change the psyche of when the guys walk in?
I haven't seen a difference in their psyche. I mean, I have not seen something that says, boy, this is going to be, I mean, we played 10 games. I have felt like we have been prepared to play, felt confident that we were prepared to play, home or away. I haven't said, oh my gosh, we're home. They're looking funny, you know. I can't explain why it's taken place that we haven't played as well here. At some point, we are. I'm hoping, again, it's this week, but there's no clear-cut reason why we have not.
Coaches have taken teams to hotels. Did you consider that, or?
We do stay at a hotel.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We do. We stay, we meet, we do just like most teams in the
NFL. My nation is out of town.
Consider staying at home.
Well, there you go.
Well, I'll think about it. Okay. I will.
You haven't switched up anything for a home game?
No.
No more routine all 5
Yeah, this is literally, with the exception of, with the exception of the team I was on in Miami, I've stayed in a hotel the night before, or the team has stayed in the hotel the night before, home and away, for every game.
I want to run through the injuries and business practice today.
Sure. Dwight Lowry will do some things individual. He'll do some teamwork, as well as will Rasheen. I think Dwight's ahead of Rasheen right now, but at the least they'll get back involved with their teammates. Maurice is, again, he's progressing very well. Greg Jones will probably be limited today and get more work done tomorrow, and he'll be, again, the three guys, Lowry, Mathis, and Greg Jones will be, questionable as we go. Again, it'll be a day-to-day situation, and then Middleton will not practice. He did not pass his concussion test, and that will be, again, administered again tomorrow.
Not ready to rule out for reset this
week? I'd say it's highly unlikely, but he is definitely better than he's been in a while.
You said you're constantly evaluating on our untrained eyes, as we talked about this last Monday, that it's time for probably to spark a different quarterback, because nothing is happening. We kept saying progress is what Kenny did, not what Gabbert had been doing. And we're just want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Again, let's see. I think Bob Rakowski said it this morning, when we got together as an offense. He said best, we took a step forward last week. We need to do that again this week. I mean, let's see where we go from here. That'll be important for all of them, not just the scheme, but the players. Let's see if we are taking steps forward, not just the quarterback position.
A couple days, you said on Monday you want to fairly and truly evaluate what went on defensively. Any surprises that they looked at it again?
A couple. We had a couple calls that were not communicated like they normally are by some guys, and we were out of position, and that's why we got some guys running open like they were. But that's not typical. But when you have that many snaps, there is more room for error at some point, just because you have more opportunities for error. But that's that was one of the things that showed up.
You, especially in the fourth and quarter overtime, maybe blitzed once or twice. Is that just the philosophy you like in terms of, hey, 4 against 5, they can chug down the field?
Well, I trust Mel Tucker that he's doing what we have to do to win, putting the scheme in, coaching it, and then calling it. And I put my 2 cents worth in, but he knows it way better than I do. We do talk about it during the week, what exactly is going to be called. It's not like I'm caught off guard during the game, because we've already met last night. We'll meet again Friday morning, and then we'll meet Saturday night. So I'm clear that if there's something I want done or not done, that's what all three phases I do that. So nothing catches me off guard when it's done. But I also know what's going on and why we're doing things. you know, some of the things that they did, they did a good job of scheming us with one of their personnel groupings that put us, you know, out in space, and we had to get a rush. And, you know, you just got to be careful of some of the things you think you should do, because it may be worse than what's taking place.
Going forward, Titans, you know, what have you seen from Locker, CJ, anything
like that? I think, just like I told their media, I thought I see improvement. That's what you want to see. I see progress with their team. Obviously, Johnson has, over the last seven games, come on. Locker, strong arm, very dangerous guy that can get out of the pocket with his athletic ability. And they got weapons as well. Just like last week, there's guys that tight end is a dangerous threat. Kendall Wright was a great pickup. He's dangerous inside or outside, and as a returner. They have some guys outside. It's, again, one of their strengths, just like it was last week for the Texans.
They run basically as Miami. They're obviously not a wishbone, but three guys in the backfield. What kind of problems do you
have? Well, we run it too. We have. It's just it's a balanced offense. You can attack either side, and a lot of times that will try to balance you defensively too, because you know it's just instead of the two tight ends being up on the end line of scrimmage, they're now just in the backfield. But it's the same type of set. I mean, that's how you have to treat it.